All right, afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Happy Democracy Day. Same to you, my brother.
Okay. What are your expectations the next 3 years? You know, are they different from the past, you know, 1 year of President Muhammadu Buhari's administration? What are your expectations? What are you expecting the next 3 years of his administration?
First and foremost, before I talk about my expectations, I think we Nigerians should learn to be patient with situations of things, because Rome was not built in a day. That's one. And then, you see, it is easy to destroy than to repair. When you destroy, it's very easy. But to repair is a very critical thing to do. So it is not possible. Nigerians should not look at it like Muhammadu Buhari is going to perform magic. He's not a magician. He's going to take it gradually. Yes, it may be slow. Maybe slow, yeah, we all complain that it's slow and all the rest of them. But what matters most to me is not how far, but how well. And I'm sure that what we are expecting, I think it's no other thing than the stability of our electricity. If we have stable electricity, I can tell you one thing, the economy will rise as fast as we least expect. You understand?
Yes.
Electricity first. Then if we have that electricity, then we can now look forward to other things like accommodation for all. An average Nigerian should be able to afford
a house
to live in, to rest your head in, that will not cost you a fortune. Whether you work or not. If you are not working, if you are not employed by a corporate body, or you're not self-employed to yourself, are you going to sleep under the rain? Are you going to go build a hut in the outskirts of a town and live with animals? No. So government should know that accommodation is a very vital need for each citizenry.
So in what ways has President Muhammadu Buhari impacted your life in the last 1 year? You know, let's just see, you in the media, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in what ways?
Well, I tell you one thing. I'm actually happy with President Muhammadu Buhari on, you know, trying to reconcile the nation's accounts and retrieving back stolen funds and all the rest. I'm impressed. Then I'll give him, say, 50% for now. The reason is this. You see, it is not how to commit a crime now that matters, or that is different to people. Every day, different crimes, different lootings go on in this country and even all over the world. But then, how do you stop it? When you retrieve back this money and you know that this person has stolen so much money, and you take that money back and the person still walks freely on the streets of Nigeria, then others will do it because they will only collect the money back and they walk freely on the streets of Nigeria. So if anybody is found wanting, that person should pay dearly for it. You understand me? Should pay dearly for it. In Nigeria, we celebrate criminals. All these people who loot our money and go send their children abroad for education while our own education here is crumbling, walk freely on the streets. And they are being celebrated day in, day out. And our medias are not even helping issues, because we look at it and we find it difficult to say these things out the way they are. I think if we get real for once, I'm sure Nigeria would be a better nation for us all to live in.
So what would you like his priority to be for the next 3 years?
Deal severely with the corrupt citizens.
Citizens, okay.
Fix up our electricity to be stable. Then look deeply into accommodation, housing for all. If all of this is put in place, even if you don't employ me, if I have an affordable house that I'm living in, and I have a good, stable light, I can sit down and think of what to do personally to myself, by myself.
Okay. So you're saying in the last 1 year you're not disappointed with President Buhari?
I have not been disappointed. My only clauses are what I just told you now. Yes, it's working. But we want to see the result of his work. You understand? We want to see the result of the work. Whatever crime you commit, I think there's a penalty that is accrued to it in our constitution. And it should be followed to detail. nobody should be spared. They keep deceiving us by telling us somebody has immunity. How can a thief, a robber, have immunity? Because he's an ex-governor. An ex-governor who leaves office and could still be collecting his salary while he's no longer a governor. Or are you talking about a local government chairman or one minister? You understand me? Seriously, and the government should also look into this area. That you see, the Nigerian Jews are very creative. We are very creative, but the truth is that if you put up a proposal, a comprehensive proposal, and a very laudable one that will fly, and take it to any of the ministries today, they will tell you they are not interested. They don't have fund for this yet. If you leave, they will extract things from it and begin to make use of it. So they kill our dreams. The Nigerian government is a dream killer, or has been a dream killer. We want Buhari to revive it back. Give the youth of this country
more engagement with the youth.
Thank you very much. A lot of us have been used and dumbed in this country.
Wow.
You present things to them, the next thing you see it on air. So it's a very bad society we are living in.
So one more thing. If there is one thing you would tell President Muhammadu Buhari, what would it be?
Keep focused. Don't be intimidated by anybody. There's nothing like the cabans. God is a higher caban. Nobody can kill him as long as he's doing the right thing.
Right.
And I wish him the best.
Thank you.